Self-forgiveness practice. Find a place where you can be calm and not be disturbed for a while. And then find a comfortable position, sitting on a cushion on the floor or on a chair, making sure your back is straight but not stiff, in a posture that makes you feel stable and grounded, and conveys a feeling of deep dignity and pride. At a certain point, after stabilizing your position, direct your attention to your breathing for a while. Try to make it regular and calm, noticing how the sensations change at the level of your abdomen during each in-breath and out-breath. When you feel comfortable, take some time to remember sincerely and honestly all the ways you realize you have caused pain and suffering to yourself. The ways in which you have damaged or hurt yourself, consciously or unconsciously, willingly or unwillingly, through thoughts, words, or actions. Feel within yourself how much it has cost you. Feel the ways in which you judge yourself for what you have done to yourself. Visualize them, remember them. Feel the pain they have caused you. Perhaps often these thoughts, words, or actions were meant to prevent harm or make you feel safer. But now, you can deeply recognize that the only real effect they had was to hurt you, and perhaps other people as well. These things you are calling to mind are like weights, dragging you down and sapping your energy, limiting your life in many ways. When you're ready, you might choose to let go of these useless weights, and you may decide to forgive yourself for each of them, one by one. Now, if you wish to do so and feel comfortable doing so, bring one or both hands to your chest where your heart is, or if you prefer, place them on your belly or on your cheeks. You may also wish to imagine seeing your face reflected in a mirror. Better still will be to actually look at yourself in a mirror. When you feel ready, try to silently repeat the following sentences to yourself, taking some time to feel each of them, pronouncing them slowly, one by one, but only to the extent that you are able to feel them with your heart and not only understand them with your mind. These are not prayers, but a clear and sincere expression of intents, principles that you know are essential for the well-being of your present and future life. As a human being, I have damaged and hurt myself in many ways. I have betrayed and offended myself several times with thoughts, words, and actions, either voluntarily or involuntarily. I grant myself full, heartfelt forgiveness for the ways in which I have hurt myself, with the things I did or I didn't do out of fear, pain, or confusion. I forgive myself. I accept myself with my imperfections, limits, and weaknesses. Recognizing that being human means being imperfect. I accept myself as I am. I want to welcome the experiences I live, day after day, for what they are. Without continuously trying to change, fight, fix, or avoid them. I forgive myself for the mistakes that as a human being I inevitably have made and will make. I am aware that, without having to continuously try to prevent it, I always do my best to to do no harm to myself or others. I take responsibility for what I do. And I do not worry about what I have not done and have no intention of doing. I accept my condition as a human being. Repeat these words until you truly feel these messages and intentions as yours and feel relief inside as you continue to breathe gently and calmly. Finally, direct your attention to your breath and posture once again, tuning into the here and now, and perhaps now feeling greater freedom and openness to life and a greater connection towards everything that surrounds you.